before Makat Bechorot can take place, Hashem gives Moshe, and Moshe gives the Jewish people the tzivui for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a necessary precursor to Makat Bechorot, not just technically because the Jews need to paint their doors in order to be saved in Makat Bechorot, but that connection is made because what the Jews really need to do is identify themselves before Makat Bechorot in order to deserve to be saved. And this is why, if careful reading of the Pesukim shows us that the blood is put on the inside of the doorpost. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Gimel. V'haya hadam hazeh lochem lo'ot ala batim. Of course, God needs no blood to know which home is a home of the Jewish people. As mentioned, Moshe gives over the tzivoy to the Jewish people in Chamishi, today's Aliyah, and after telling them the tzivoy, we're told in Pasuk Chavchet, V'yelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe v'Aaron, kenasu. The presence of this pasuk is surprising because the Jewish people have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah. The mitzvah gets described later. This is just the time when the tzivoy is told to them. The Mechilta, Rashi quotes it, asks this question, v'chi kfar asu, v'halomi Rosh Chodesh ne'amar lehem. This was Rosh Chodesh when they were being told the mitzvah. So how could this be? Elami kevan shekiblu aleim, ma'ale aleim hakatuv kilu asu. The moment the Jews received the tzivoy and were mekabel to do it, it's as if they've already done it. And you see a hint to this in the famous Mechilta quoted in the Haggadah, Yachol Mirosh Chodesh, Talmud Lomer Bayomahu, etc., etc. The Yachol Mirosh Chodesh, the tzivoy is given. The Jews already show their commitment to it. So maybe on some level, this is when we should even do the Seder. The significance of mitzvot is not just in the action, but in the commitment that a person has and makes to fulfill the action. We see this in a beautiful, famous Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet. Reish Rabbi Yochanan is swimming in the Jordan River. Reish Lakish, who is a bandit at that point, sees him and swims after him. And Rabbi Yochanan sees how powerfully, how quickly he swims, and he says to him, Chelech Leoraita, you should use your strength for Torah. And a conversation ensues between the two of them. Rabbi Yochanan eventually convinces Reish Lakish to do tshuva and to commit himself to Torah. And the Gemara tells us that when he swims back, it's a lot harder for him to swim back because Torah weakens you. Rashi asks the obvious question. Reish Lakish hadn't learned anything yet. Why would he have been weakened? So Rashi says, Mishakibla lavol Torah tashash kocho. It's not just the learning of Torah that weakens one physically. The Kabbalah to learn Torah, the focus on Torah as opposed to the physicality, already impacted and sapped the strength that was a result of him having been fully focused only on the physical. The commitment one makes to something is already half the distance to the goal. Rashi says in the end of the pasuk, which compares the asiyah of the Jewish people to Moshe and Aaron, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'Aaron kenasu. Rashi says, "Hagid shifchan shel Yisrael shelo hipilu davar mikol mitzvos Moshe v'Aaron u'ma'u kenasu af Moshe v'Aaron kenasu." When a person has that level of commitment, even if we don't fulfill as well as Moshe v'Aaron, we can commit as well as Moshe v'Aaron. Let's understand this and realize that the fuel for our actions comes from the drive of commitment. Let's make sure that we not only do, but we commit ourselves to doing.